truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 28.
When was the last time you believed a politician? You can't handle the truth, so said Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. I love that movie. Perhaps we, as ordinary citizens, can't either. We can't handle the truth, or so it would seem, given people's willingness to conceal, especially when it comes to politics. We hear phrases such as, she speaks the truth, or his truth is so real. And when will they really speak from the heart, is my question. When will they speak emotion fully? I doubt if there is such a word in the Oxford English Dictionary. They consistently use phrases such as, to be honest with you, blah, 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 or to be precise, here's what I would say about this. They filler phrases. Some people in business are just as bad. Here we really mean truth is an opinion, a perspective. And when we do not have the right truth, the correct perspective, or indeed, dare I say, a different opinion than the leader, then the leader is wrong, is untrustworthy, or unbelievable. Nowadays, we're saying we want conviction politicians, but only if their conviction fits with ours. So what we end up with is political leaders trying to be everything to everyone and nothing to themselves. No conviction. There's no higher purpose. And I've seen this similarly in business. They call it culture. Over the years, working with thousands of CEOs, helping them find, speak, and live their true purpose, their biggest hurdle is answering, how do I stand out but still fit in? How do I manage how things are done around here with how I know who I am? Or the best one, there's no type here. You can be you. Oh, but make sure your you is just right. I guess that's why I've never fitted into corporate life. When have you ever believed a politician, right? Truly. Let's think about some of the greats. Let's think about some of the really good ones. And I've only got a few here that really speak to me. And that is Churchill, Mandela, and Martin Luther King. You can tell they cared by the emotion and feeling they conveyed when they meant every word. You could tell they had a truthful intention, a truthful meaning, a conviction. They had a higher purpose. They had what I call emotionful intent, a feeling-driven reason for saying what they were saying, driven by a higher purpose. More than just saying words, people might understand how they felt. Seriously, though, when of all politicians, when will they learn when you think about it? Of course, the media doesn't help. They love the headlines. But let's say we ignore the media's influence for a bit. What does it take to be a trustworthy leader? It takes balls. It takes courage. Of course, knowledge, good decision-making and bad ones too. But above all else, a realness, a humility, a conviction. Mandela said, leadership presence is power with humility. It's about believing in something and following through on it, not only in word, but in deed too. Knowing who you are, your story, and knowing how to communicate that and what you stand for, your beliefs, will ensure you stand out from the crowd for the right reasons. So some famous business leaders know who they personally are. They know what they stand for, and they live for a higher purpose. I can think of two, Steve Jobs and Simon Sinek, start with why. Part of it, too, is having the courage, I think, to say, I'm sorry, I've messed up. But also, it's about saying I'm going to fix it. I'm meaning it and doing it, following through. Integrity. Unfortunately, in our country, the politics kicks in. People are vilified for making mistakes. They're hounded. The context in which political leaders operate, I think, is ruthless. It's driven by our insatiable appetite for soundbite politics and scapegoats. So what's the answer? What's the answer for leadership and what's the answer for the political leaders? I think trustworthy leaders are themselves. And that is what we believe in when they are themselves, when we can see that. They use their emotion and feeling in the story to convey who they are and what they believe in, what they stand for. But politicians must talk manifesto. One could argue that. There's a script. They're told what to say in core messages. And it usually comes from a comms person, probably someone who's a bit of a soundbite queen. They must convey the core messages that they use in their manifesto, but they've got to do it with feeling. And they must use that emotion appropriately to emphasize the impact of the message. Think about the recent manifesto launches. Set aside the politics for a moment. and consider the performance, the conviction, the how of what was being said. Here's my belief, my three things that I believe they should say, or should do, let's say. Purpose. They should say it with purpose, with meaning, believing in what they're saying, or don't say it at all. I'm not just talking about the tone of voice, the body language, the eye contact, or the lack thereof. I'm talking about the words that they use, the words that the speaker uses, and the meaning behind those words that relates to the core message. And then the feeling. Search your feelings, Yoda said, and get to understand what they are in relation to what you're proposing for people. Find the emotion that helps convey the message, not the soundbite, but the emotion. Some call this self-awareness. I call it paying attention. Pay attention to how I feel in each moment and how I feel about what I'm saying. When we do, people connect to that. They connect at a deeper level. We identify with the speaker from both sides of our brain's perspective, our imagination, our feeling side, as well as our logic and our rational side. It's the science of good storytelling. And then the final thing, the third thing, is belief, conviction. Gone are those conviction politicians. You either love them or hate them, but we've ended up with conciliatory leaders. You think about Martin Luther King, I Had a Dream speech. He didn't stand up there and read from a PowerPoint slide or read from a piece of paper. But he told the world what he believed in, emotion fully. Unfortunately, a perceived truthfulness is saying what you think people want to hear. Instead, know and say what you feel. Real truth, conviction, breeds trustworthiness. It's the strength with humility bit that Mandela talked about. It is speaking with feeling and the strength of your conviction. This will transform the truth of our political leaders and build trustworthiness. Go out there this week and be emotion-full. Identify an intent for yourself that is emotion-full and live it. People will want to follow you.
And to find out more about Dion Niebronner, please visit truth-works.co.uk.